College Podcast powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your host, Kyle Ireland. I'm happy to be back on the podcast this week to discuss week 14 of the NFL season and looking ahead to another week of NFL, and particularly the local players in the NFL, guys that played at the University of Utah, BYU, Utah State, Southern Utah, Weber State, all of the local guys. We're going to cover them here on the Yards After College podcast. So starting off the show today, we're going to discuss week 14, all of the performances that happened last week. And then after that, we're going to take a look at all the things to come in week 15 of the NFL season. So let's kick it off with Instant Replay. On this week's Instant Replay, I want to discuss Tim Patrick. I know we talked about him, the former Utah wide receiver, now with the Denver Broncos. Last week's podcast was focused around Tim's big breakout season, the performances that Tim Patrick has had this season. We discussed with former Utah great Kenneth Scott. But this week, Tim had three receptions for 36 yards and a touchdown in Denver's 32-27 win over the Carolina Panthers. Tim Patrick just continues to get into the end zone, and it's going to be exciting to see how many touchdowns he ends up with at the end of the season. Another former Utah player is Eric Rowe. Eric Rowe had a big game in Miami's 33-27 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. He had seven total tackles, including six solo tackles. He also had two pass breakups and an interception. Former University of Utah quarterback Alex Smith ended up leaving the game early on Sunday. He suffered a leg injury. It's not going to be a significant one like he suffered a couple of years ago, but it was against his former team, the San Francisco 49ers. Smith in the first half was 8 of 19 for 57 yards and one interception in Washington's 23-15 win over the San Francisco 49ers, but he didn't play in the second half due to the injury. And we're going to have more on Smith's status for Week 15 coming up a little bit later in the show. Former BYU defensive back, now a cornerback with the Los Angeles Chargers, Michael Davis, ended up having two pass breakups to go along with an interception in the Chargers' 20-17 win over the Atlanta Falcons. Former BYU quarterback Taysom Hill received his fourth consecutive start for the New Orleans Saints after Drew Brees suffered an injury in Week 10. Taysom has taken over the offense for the last four games. Unfortunately for the Saints, after going 3-0 in Taysom's first three starts, they ended up suffering a 24-21 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles last week. Taysom finished the game 28 of 38 passing for 291 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. He also ran the ball five times for 33 yards in that three-point loss. We're going to have more on Taysom Hill's status for Week 15 a little bit later on in the program. Former Weber State standout, now a cornerback with the Buffalo Bills, Taron Johnson had a big-time performance on Sunday Night Football in Buffalo's 26-15 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers, handing the Steelers only their second loss of the season. Johnson ended up having seven total tackles, four solo tackles, a pass breakup, and a pick six, an interception and a touchdown for Buffalo in that 11-point win. That'll do it for this week's Instant Replay. We're going to take a quick break, and on the other side, look forward to Week 15 of the NFL season. Welcome back to the Yards After College podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. Once again, I'm your host, Kyle Ireland. And now we're going to look forward to Week 15 of the NFL season. After we've recapped all of these performances, I told you a little bit about what we're going to talk about, looking forward to guys like Taysom Hill and Alex Smith. But I want to start off with another quarterback coming out of the state of Utah, and that is former Utah quarterback Tyler Huntley. Now, Tyler Huntley has spent a lot of this season on the Ravens practice squad. He signed with Baltimore after going undrafted in the 2020 NFL draft. Now, Huntley, he just was promoted to the Ravens' active roster after Trace McSorley suffered an injury last week in Week 14. And he's going to back up Lamar Jackson, the former NFL MVP a season ago. And Ravens head coach John Harbaugh talked about Tyler Huntley and his performance just in practice leading up to this game. And he said, Tyler's been doing great. He'll be our backup in this Week 15 game. and, quote, will be ready if called upon. So exciting things for Tyler Huntley. He's now only a play away from potentially being the guy to lead the Ravens offense if called upon. Or, you know, let's say the Ravens are, you know, in a blowout game. Either they're winning or losing bad in week 15. It'll be interesting to see if Tyler Huntley is able to get on the field, take some snaps. The Baltimore Ravens are going to be taking on the one-win Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday, and that game's going to kick off at 11 a.m. on CBS. So, one-win team against an 8-5 team. Wouldn't be shocked to see Tyler Huntley be able to take some snaps late in that contest. So, something to look forward to for all you Utah fans on Sunday. Moving to another former Utah quarterback, we touched on Alex Smith's performance last week, the fact that he suffered that injury. So it was a right leg injury. He did suffer that leg injury a couple seasons ago. We all know the story. He suffered it, in November of 2018. Didn't play last season. Has had such a remarkable comeback, but he's going to be out this week, week 15, against the Seattle Seahawks. They're just going to rest him up. He was on the practice field this last week watching practice, doing some light work. But, you know, Dwayne Haskins is now going to be the starting quarterback against the Seahawks. Dwayne Haskins received all of the first-team reps for the Washington football team. If you're interested in checking out that game on Sunday, the Seattle Seahawks are going to kick off against the Washington football team at 11 a.m. That game's going to be on Fox. Washington right now has really just, you know, taken off since Smith has been their starting quarterback, taking over for Kyle Allen and Dwayne Haskins, who started earlier in the season. Now Washington is 6-7 on the season, and they're currently in first place in the NFC East fighting for a playoff spot. So something to look forward to is seeing if Alex can come back and end up playing in the postseason if the Washington football team ends up winning the division there. Other quarterback news coming out of our locals in the NFL. Taysom Hill, former BYU quarterback, now with the New Orleans Saints. Taysom Hill has started the last four games in replacement of Drew Brees. Now, Sean Payton, the Saints head coach, came out, said that the plan for Week 15 against the Kansas City Chiefs, who are 12-1 this season, is to play and start Drew Brees at quarterback. So Taysom Hill's time as a starting quarterback, assuming that Brees is fully healthy from his injury and they're ready to roll with him as their starter on Sunday, is to have Taysom Hill go back to his former role. Brees will start that game against the Chiefs, and then Taysom Hill will continue to be that, you know, Swiss Army knife kind of player, situational guy. Come in, play some quarterback here and there, play wide receiver, tight end, running back, all of those things that we've seen Taysom Hill do in the last couple of seasons. So the Saints and Chiefs are going to kick off on Sunday. That game's going to start at 2:25 Mountain Time, and it will be broadcast on CBS. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Yards After College podcast. Just a quick one for you. I wanted to get something out before the weekend's games kick off on Sunday. We've got Saturday day games going on, but I wanted to get this out before Sunday so you can have some things to look forward to this weekend. Big weekend of football as we're coming down to this playoff race. We're going to have everything covered for you on KSLSports.com and the KSL Sports app. Go ahead and give us a follow at KSL Sports on social media, and you can give me a follow at Kyle Ireland, and then on Instagram at Kyle Ireland KSL. Until next week, this has been the Yards After College podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. We'll be right back.